Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
The parents of a young DJ who was beaten to death by a stranger are appealing to the Justice Minister to reverse a decision to allow the killer back on the streets just 7 years after the attack. Richard McLaughlin was found not guilty by reason of insanity of the murder of Jimmy Loughlin in Sligo in 2018. The Loughlin family also want a public inquiry into how the killer was free despite repeated warnings of the threat he posed. Our reporter Barry Lennon has more on this. What's happened here, Barry?
Yeah, well, the Loughlins moved from London to near Ballintohar in County Sligo in 2002, and when you visit their home, you can't miss the large framed pictures of 20-year-old Jimmy. The student had the world at his feet when, on February 24th, 2018, Richard McLaughlin broke down the door of the house Jimmy was renting on Connolly Street in Sligo Town and beat him to death with a crowbar in a random attack. McLaughlin, he'd paranoid schizophrenia. He'd engaged with Sligo Mental Health Services for several years, and repeated warnings were made of the threat he posed to the public, including by an Garda Síochána. But still, he was at liberty to kill that Saturday afternoon when Paula and Michael Loughlin lost their beloved son.
He had a great personality, and he was really into this DJ, and he had all the good kits and everything, and he was going around the bars in Sligo, and he was making a little bit of a name for himself. And unfortunately, a month or so before he was killed, he was actually setting up his website. It was called DJ Jimmy, and he had a playlist set up and everything, and unfortunately he never got to fulfil his dream.
He just had a new job as well, hadn't he?
Yeah, he went for an interview on the Thursday, and unfortunately he was killed on the Saturday. The chap who interviewed him for the job came to the funeral home, and he told us that Jimmy 100% had the job, and he was a lovely fella, and he just couldn't understand what had happened. He was just a one-off, and he never had an argument with anyone. He was just a lovely, lovely boy. You know, just he was only just turned 20 when he was attacked and killed.
What do you recall, or when did you realise that something was amiss that Saturday back in February 2018?
We were driving into Sligo because we were meeting Jimmy for lunch to take him to work, and we just recently got him a delivery for some clothes, because on the Wednesday he was going on his first holiday with his girlfriend. 5 minutes into the journey into Sligo, which only takes about 10 or 12 minutes, and we got a phone call from Jimmy's friend. He got a phone call saying that there was ambulances outside the house, and we drove as quick as we could, and we pulled up outside the street, and there was Garda vehicles there and ambulances there, and there was tape across the street, crying in the street for about 10 minutes. They wouldn't let us through, and then they said, "We'll take you to the Garda station."
They obviously knew that Jim had passed away at the crime scene, because I kept saying, "Is he okay? Is he okay?" And he said, "Well, he is quite bad. He's quite bad." And we just couldn't take it in, to be honest. The worst scenario we thought, or I thought personally, was that he might have had a break-in and someone was trying to get in to steal his DJ equipment and everything, and they might have beaten him up a little bit. But no way in a million years did we think what did happen to poor Jim. It was just a blur, really. I mean, even now, when I think back, it is still a blur. It's very hard to fathom that something like that could actually happen to your son in such a quiet road in Sligo. It's just very hard to get your head round it and to think that, you know, poor Jim never stood a chance either, you know, where he, you know, when he was getting ready for work, had no idea what was going to happen to him. And it will haunt us for the rest of our lives, to be honest.
We found out afterwards, the Gardaí told us, that when they done forensic checks on the property, they found Richard McLaughlin's fingerprints on every door, cupboard, upstairs, downstairs, back door, whatever. He was looking for other people to obviously do harm to. It was a stranger homicide. Jimmy never communicated, seen Richard McLaughlin at all. To find out that such a dangerous person, who was known to the HSE with Garda warnings over a long period of time, was allowed to do what he did, is just totally reckless.
Jimmy Loughlin's parents, Michael and Paula, there. What more is known about the killer, Barry, Richard McLaughlin?
Richard McLaughlin was admitted to the Central Mental Hospital in 2019 after a jury found him not guilty by reason of insanity for the murder of Jimmy Loughlin. But the first reported incident of violence involving McLaughlin came in 2008, 10 years before attacking Jimmy. In the following years, he made several threats to kill, including on his own mother, whilst in possession of a machete. And McLaughlin, he spent two stints in an inpatient psychiatric unit in 2012 and 2015 before he was released back into the community, where he showed signs of relapse, including weeks before killing Jimmy. At one point, a forensic psychiatrist deemed him as high risk of committing homicide. Red flags were raised about the threat McLaughlin posed, including by An Garda Síochána, but weren't always acted upon. And he made several more threats to kill in the run-up to attacking Jimmy.
6 or 7 months before he killed Jimmy, Richard McLaughlin was posting something like 1,400 files, approximately 2,000 hours over that seven-month period, to YouTube. In these videos, he says things like, "I can murder who I want." He also, 3 months before he killed Jimmy, says he went to buy a crowbar, and he bashes it on the floor in his apartment block, and he says, "Look what damage I can do with that." And then on another video, he talks about kicking all the doors in along the street because they're so easy to kick in. Literally within 2 or 3 months of posting them videos, that's exactly what he did. And it's totally unacceptable that a dangerous patient, and they had warnings in 2012. And in 2015, 3 years after that, again, he was threatening to kill people. He was detained again. The superintendent wrote letters to the doctors, etc., saying this has got to stop. He ended up killing Jimmy, and we want answers.
The HSC normally compiles a serious incident report within 24 hours of a major event. However, 7 years on, the executive has yet to compile a review into the circumstances leading to Jimmy's killing, citing the various legal proceedings around the case up to now. Last week in England, the government launched a public inquiry into the 2023 Nottingham attacks, where a man with paranoid schizophrenia stabbed 3 people to death.
So I thought, what the hell? They didn't even investigate what led to Jimmy's death and what could be learnt and what measures could be put in place to stop it happening again. Because what happened in England, within 15 months, that person had his murder trial. The NHS done a serious incident report, and they gave the serious incident report to the new Minister for Health at the time. He immediately instructed them to do a public inquiry as to what led to what's happened.
In 2023, the HSC apologised to the Loughlin family for the shortcomings in the care of Jimmy's assailant. But Michael feels this apology doesn't go far enough without a proper investigation into what happened.
We've had an apology from Sligo Leitrim Mental Health Services read out in open court, but the same Sligo Leitrim Mental Health Services gave an apology without investigating what had gone on. It means nothing. We don't even want their apology because it's worthless. It's meaningless. And to find out a year after the apology that they didn't even investigate Jimmy's killing after having the patient under their care for 12 years, it's just absolutely scandalous. It's just terrible.
What questions should any potential investigation answer for you?
To get to the truth, explain to us what should have happened, what didn't happen, so it doesn't happen again. And it's unforgivable. Jimmy had human rights, everyone does. The state had all the information and he was allowed to kill. And no questions have been answered, no investigations being done. And unfortunately, if that's the system that we work under and that's allowed to happen, then the same thing is going to happen to some other poor family anywhere else in Ireland.
Well, Richard McLaughlin is now allowed to leave the Central Mental Hospital unaccompanied. How did this emerge, Barry?
In 2022, Michael and Paula were told Richard McLaughlin was to receive level 1 release or supervised visits out of the Central Mental Hospital. They told the facility they weren't happy with this, including in a meeting in 2023. However, late last year, Michael and Paula were told how Jimmy's killer was entitled to level 3 release, meaning he can now leave the Central Mental Hospital unsupervised, just over 7 years since the killing. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan, he signs off on who's allowed to leave the hospital unaccompanied, and Michael and Paula want him to reconsider his decision on Richard McLaughlin.
we're not horrible people in any shape or form. You know, we don't expect someone to be in prison or in mental hospital for all their lives, you know, but it's just not long enough. Who's to say if he was let out again, after a few weeks, he might even be let into his own apartment again? You just don't know. You could be sitting on the train next to him. You could be sitting on the bus next to him. And it just doesn't seem right that he's just let out into the public domain again. And poor Jim will never be able to spend time with his family again. And as I say, we're not horrible people. We don't want him to be put into a mental hospital or prison forever and a day. But we want some justice for Jim, that his life wasn't just for nothing. And the same thing doesn't happen again.
Just over 7 years ago, yeah, since what happened to Jimmy, you don't think that's long enough?
It's not long enough. We had to go through hell to get to the coroner's inquest. That was cancelled 5 times. Our lives are really have just been put on hold since Jim died, and they will continue to until we die. If they want to let him out, do it a few years later now down the line, but not right under our noses where you can get on a train to Sligo or the bus to Sligo. Unforgivable, I think, to treat people like that, especially when we've got no justice for Jim yet and we've got no answers. It's like they just don't care.
Do the doctors take responsibility if anything goes wrong? We don't know what's going on. We're kept in the dark. And as I say, there's no transparency. We can't even get answers to any of our questions to what happened before he killed Jim. And now we're being told by new doctors he's okay to walk the streets. We're looking out for other families. 5 or 6 years or whatever it's been in the Central Mental Hospital having medication is too soon to let someone walk around Dublin unsupervised after killing someone. It's just totally unacceptable.
You've been in touch with the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan. Would you like to meet him?
I do want to meet whoever is responsible, whoever has the oversight, who's responsible for whatever we've been discussing. I do want to meet them. And, you know, I really think the Taoiseach should be asked a question. What's happening? Are you going to do a serious incident report? And if you can't, will you please agree to a public inquiry?
You see these things on the telly, you see it on the news, and you just think it's never going to happen to me. And until it actually does happen to you, your life is just turned completely upside down. Our lives will never be the same. And it's very hard to navigate, but we have to. And we have to do it for our girls, and we have to do it for Jim. I know that we will get the justice that Jim deserves.
That's Jimmy's parents. What's likely to happen next, Barry?
And Michael and Paul are very appreciative of all the support they've received in Sligo, but the Sinn Féin TD for Sligo, Leitrim, Martin Kenny, he's to raise Richard McLaughlin's release in the Dáil, as well as Michael and Paula's wish for a public inquiry. As for the government response, a spokesperson for the Minister for Mental Health, Mary Butler, says she recently received representations on this case and is following up on them. Separately, the HSC reiterated its unreserved apology to the Loughlin family for the breaches of duty and the care provided to their son's assailant. It also confirmed this evening that after 7 years, it has finally commenced an expert independent file review of Richard McLaughlin's care in the lead up to Jimmy Loughlin's death, and it'll implement any recommendations arising from this. And it apologised for the delay in starting this report, claiming there'd been a lot of reviews at procurement stage for commissioning. The HSC also said final release from the Central Mental Hospital is a matter for the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, and his spokesperson says the clinical director of the hospital may write to Minister O'Callaghan to request consent for periods of temporary release as appropriate, and this would follow due consideration by a multidisciplinary team at the hospital.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed for that report. And if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in Barry's report, support is available at rte.ie/helplines.